News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. And by the way, if you find yourself driving outside the range of WVNN AM FM capability, just know that it doesn't matter wherever you are. Just get on your smartphone, on your device, on your computer, whatever the case may be, and just go to rightsideradio.org, rightsideradio.org, and click on Listen Live. And no matter where you is, there we is, and we can take that show with you on vacation or wherever you want to go. That's why we have so many listeners in so many different places. I mean, because they stream the show all over the place. I get comments from out of state. I get comments from Mobile. Anyway, great. Take it with us everywhere we go. Rightsideradio.org. So, Copper, let me get there. By the way, Copper, we're going to call that one Speaking Woke. Go ahead and title that one Speaking Woke. Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, folks, when I say, hey, title that one Speaking Woke, what I'm telling Copper there is give that that last monologue a title, because every day the segments of the show are downloaded. You can hear a segment and want to rehear it possibly, or maybe you want to send it to a friend, or you missed part of the show and you want to go back and recoup it. Anyway, just know that you can go to rightsideradio.org again for that, and you've got a link there to our podcasting, which is getting like overwhelming numbers. And so just download segments of the show, including those monologues. But Copper, I got to ask you. So, all right, I'm dinging wokest today. In fact, I'm going to do some woke world here in a minute about how they spin the news. But is there a favorite woke term or a wokeism that, like a woke pet peeve, if you will, that you've got?
Yeah, I can't stand the phrase safe space.
Oh, yeah.
It implies that disagreement harms people. And so they need a space where they can basically just have a sycophantic circle where they get approval and there's absolutely no disagreement. And then they call it a discussion, which is as far from the truth as you could possibly get.
Did you call that a sycophantic circle? Is that what you just said?
Yes.
I'm writing that one down. That's like multiple Scrabble words all together.
There's a worse phrase for it, but I don't think there is.
We're going to call it sycophantic circle, though. I like that because what you're doing there, though, and you're right, by the way. So I used to work in the therapy setting, right? Part of that crazy eclectic resume I've got that's probably not even listed on my resume right now is I spent several years working in an adolescent treatment center, and we used to call it feeding into each other's negativity, meaning unhealthy people who congregate without any other means of help other than to just feed off of each other tend to make things more negative. Yeah. And so, yes, sycophantic circles are not good for the health of the people.
And it also begs the question, safe for whom? Yeah. Well, safe for you, but I'm not going to feel safe by you bashing my religion or whatever else, but you don't care about that.
Well, and how about this? Once you get out of that college and you're out in the working world, let's say you get a job and like you're the young college educated engineer at the blue collar tire plant. How well is that whole safe space mentality going to work for you when the union guys start dinging you hard out on the floor of the plant? Not real well. That's just one example.
Oh yeah, triggered. I hate that phrase.
Triggered. Triggered ranks right up there with microaggressions can trigger you and cause you to go to your safe space. Oh, look how I combined it. It's intersectionality of all of the woke terms.
The word right triggered triggers me. How about that?
Yeah, well, I agree. My version of trigger has about 3 pounds of pull weight on it, and it usually is attached to a firearm.
Yes.
Well, we're going to do a lot more of this stuff today, too. I mean, you guys, there's so much heavy stuff in the news right now, and we're going to cover some today. We're going to cover down on a discussion with our own attorney general about fighting back against vaccine mandates. I'm getting lots of emails, lots of requests for insight from folks who just want to know what to do now, or telling me they're losing their job, or telling me that they don't know which way to turn because it's a choice now between feeding their family or taking a shot that they don't want or don't feel like they need, because even their own doctor may have told them, hey, you've got natural immunities. Because guess what? Some doctors actually do believe that natural immunities that occur because you had COVID are better for you in terms of fighting back against it than having to get the shot on top of it. But yet you're going to wind up losing the job you may have trained and worked for and invested yourself in for years. That's interesting. What I'm wondering too is going to wind up happening is, How many of these companies that are going to start mandating it, are the owners of the company going to do the same thing? And I guarantee you're going to find out that some of them are going to say, well, we've got to ensure that you've all been vaccine mandate or follow our vaccine mandates. And yet the owners of the company, I guarantee you, we're going to find some who didn't go get the shot themselves. All right, folks, we come back, too. We're also going to have a big conversation today about education in Alabama, which is a heavy topic. State Senator Del Marsh will be on the show to talk about that. But in the meantime, when you get back from this break, going to have a little adventure in woke world. What would happen if you could see behind the scenes at the Biden White House as they try to figure out how to spin all the stories of the day? Yep, Adventures in Woke World coming up next. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Listen, before we go any further, I got to tell you about my friends over at Otter Creek Farm. Otter Creek Farm is so cool. I love going out to that place. Charlene and I were out there the other night. If you heard me say it yesterday, there was a wedding out there. The wedding reception was amazing. And the weather was perfect. We had probably 300 people out there. It was just a gorgeous setting. Otter Creek Farm is the kind of place where you can have a wedding venue like that. You can also use it for corporate retreats. You can stay overnight if you want to. It's also, though, one of the premier wing shooting destinations in the entire Southeast United States for hunting quail and pheasant. You got to check it out, y'all. Go to their website, ottercreekfarmstead.com is the website, ottercreekfarmstead.com. Lots of things happening in the news right now. I'm sitting here looking at a story right now showing that a series of leaked docs. So it's right now, 2:36 p.m. on October 13th, and we're looking at breaking news on Fox here in the studio that shows that leaked documents are showing that massive numbers of migrants were released into the U.S. economy. Just let them go. They come across the border, just let them go. And so now it's more than just, hey, we're showing you pictures, which should be enough. It's more than just, hey, there's local leadership calling out for help and saying, please shut down the flow. Now we have actual documents that are apparently from the internal sourcing at Immigration and Customs Enforcement that are showing this, and the Biden administration is going to have to deal with it. Or would they? Because, you know, they have an amazing way of spinning things. You ever watch Jen Psaki? Somebody needs to talk to her about her body language. She looks like she's always ready to throat punch somebody while she smiles. And it's just, it's amazing to watch. But how do they sit around and create the storylines they go with? I mean, are they winging it? I doubt it. I think they sit in the back room and they war room this stuff and they come up with the things to say. So Copper, get my woke world sound effect ready, because I'm gonna play you just a spoof here for a minute of what I think it might be like to be in the back room as you get ready for President Biden's big press conference. Like, what would happen in woke world if you could really see behind the scenes? Copper, hit that sound effect.
Adventures in woke world.
All right, let me set the scene for you. So picture this, if you will. The Biden administration's communications teams are working hard to get all the facts together for the big press conference coming up, right? POTUS is going to do a press conference. Oh, Lord, what's he going to say? Got to have it all on the teleprompter. And it's important that we have clear messaging, if you know what I mean. You don't want to say anything different than what you want portrayed. So this calls for an emergency meeting of the communications team, all hands on deck. Fix the messaging like true spin doctors can. And as they settle down in the room, everybody around the big conference table, the chief of communications staff calls the meeting to order. All right, listen up. Everybody settle down. We got to get this right. The big guy's having a presser. Hey, I thought we couldn't call him the big guy anymore after that Hunter laptop email thing. Yeah, right. Okay, right. So POTUS is having a presser. I talked to Psaki. She wants clear and consistent messaging by this afternoon on all major issues. And I got to tell you, polling numbers are in the tank right now, so we got to put on a strong front here. We need enough time to get the teleprompter loaded up. All right. First things first. Gonna come out easy, right? Happy thoughts. Monday was coming out day for the gay community. So he's gonna acknowledge that. Diversity desk. What's the acronym we gotta use?
As of this morning, it's changed again. We're told that right now it's LGBTQ2SA+.
What? Look, we only got so much room on the teleprompter screen. What's the 2SA part?
I think that stands for Two Spirit and Ally. So, like, what do you want me to do?
I don't know. Just have him wear a rainbow flag or something for solidarity and call it done. If he goes off the script, just kill his mic again. All right.
Roger, Chief.
Okay, next. Listen. Deucey from Fox keeps pinging us on the southern border. Immigration desk, what's the message?
Yes, sir. So he's going to announce the reopening of the land bridge at Del Rio, Texas, and that Vice President Harris is going down there for the ribbon cutting.
Okay, wow. Does the VP even know that? Does the Vice President know she's going down?
No, she will when she hears the press conference.
Fair enough. All right. Good. Moving on. Next, vaccine mandates. Listen, CNN called. Said they have a story brewing. Unions are pushing back. So, we got to have a statement. Union desk, what you got?
Yeah, so here's the deal. We're going with the fact that the unions represent a communal mindset, if you knows what I mean. Sort of like a social science, you know? So therefore, I mean, not for nothing, but union membership can be labeled as a scientific bridge to immunity, if you know what I'm saying. Therefore, like union membership, creates an exemption that we can work with.
Huh. I like it. It fits well. But what about the religious exemptions? We going with that too?
No, boss. Those are a hard no.
Got it. Okay. No religious exemptions, but all for unions. All right. Great. Moving on. Next. Veterans groups. Here's my list. Veterans groups are still pushing back on the Afghanistan withdrawal. 13 service members died, you know, that kind of stuff. Calls from Millie to resign, whatever. All right, but here's the deal. Defense desk, I got to have something to work with. What you got?
Yes, sir. So, like, we're claiming that the new evidence shows that ISIS-K is actually against COVID vaccines. So POTUS is going to announce that a new mandate is being involved that will require ISIS-K to be vaccinated by December, or we're going to send less financial aid. And we think, you know, if we do that, and if we also put the Surgeon General on the Joint Chiefs of Staff, second just to Milley, and proclaim that we have a worldwide task force against COVID extremism, and tell the world it was only because we pulled out of Afghanistan that this opportunity came up, we can switch the narrative.
Wow. Okay. Worldwide vaccine extremism. I get it. Can you fit that in by press time?
I'm on it, boss. So exciting.
Okay, moving on. Next. Environment. Listen, we got to do something about John Kerry. John Kerry's made some comments lately that POTUS is in a bad spot. All right, green desk. What you got? What's the word?
Yes. Okay, so very exciting. POTUS is going to announce that Greta Thunberg is going to replace John Kerry effective on 1 January. And she'll also be heading up the new Civilian Climate Corps of Teen Green Activists. Surprise piece here. They're even going to have a new name. They're calling it Thunberg's Thundercats.
Nice. Okay, listen, just make sure POTUS knows who Thunberg is. We don't want another one of those corn pop incidents. You know what I'm saying?
Right, no problem. We'll put a picture of her in his handout with instructions that he cannot smell her hair.
Good idea. Okay, good. All right. All right, look, winding this down. Let's move on here. Spending bill. We got that pair of spending bills over the finish line. We got to do it. The whole Manchin cinema thing's been a distraction. Big spending desk. What's the plan? Make it good.
Yeah, thanks, boss. So here's what we got, right? POTUS is going to announce the bathroom that cinema was in, where the activist confronted her. It was actually a gender-neutral bathroom, therefore privacy was not to be expected. Too easy. Manchin, a little trickier. But we're going to float a story out there that, you know, maybe coal that's mined in West Virginia actually burns clean and might be allowed under the Green New Deal if we can get it passed. We think that'll bring him around.
Okay. This is good stuff, people. Get the scripts ready. I'll run it by Saki. Tell her to work on a fake smile. Anything else?
Hey, boss. Change. Just got a text. Apparently, POTUS called for a lid by 10 a.m. today. He's had it out on a week-long vacation or something. Pressure's canceled.
Huh. Okay. Looks like no pressure again. All right, everyone, have a great day.
And that's it. Another adventure in Woke World. Hit that sound effect.
Adventures. and woke world.
Can you picture it, Copper? Were you there in the room?
I can also picture the vomit coming out of my mouth.
That's awful. We're on the air. You can't say that kind of, it's a family show. You can't say that kind of stuff. I looked at this, though. You know what? Every bit of this is some of this, by the way, is straight from headlines. Again, when I make these woke world scripts just to spoof stuff, a lot of times I'm not even spoofing. I'm just taking what they say and making part of the skit out of it. Like, did you know that it's LGBTQ2SA+ now?
You see, I actually believe that it might be.
I don't even know what a two-spirit and an ally is.
But I don't know what most of the rest is either. So honestly, you could say that, and I would have to believe you.
But but then you also look at it, too, and I got stuff like, I could just see them literally taking the Surgeon General, who has no military experience whatsoever, and making him part of the Joint Chiefs because his title is General, and going after ISIS-K for being vaccine resistors.
It's like wow. The Babylon Bee headlines are becoming closer and closer to reality.
Yes.
It's depressing.
All right. We got to take a short break, folks. We'll come back and start hitting on some news. But listen, there is plenty going on in our world. And top of the hour, I'm looking forward to hearing Copper's Corner, see what her perspective is on things that are going on in and around us. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We will be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, folks, listen, you probably heard the ads being run by one of our newest team members, Just Love Coffee Cafe. I love those folks, and you've got to check them out. They've got two locations here in the listening area. They've got one on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville, and they've got another one on Hughes Road in Madison. And this is not just your average, you know, like, coffee clatch place. I mean, literally, you've got the opportunity to sit there and just hang out if you want to, meet friends. They got the Wi-Fi set up for you. You can read or just work on your computer for a while if you need to. They got every blend and brew of coffee you can imagine. But then they've also got this crazy cool menu where most of their sandwiches and things that they make are all kind of gourmet blends of different things on waffled bread. Love that. And so I'm just saying, you got to check them out. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville, Hughes Road in Madison. So I got a few minutes here before we go to the top of the hour. I'm going to have to give you some breaking news because there's some things coming out right now that are just too hot to let them go. So here we are at 2:52 p.m., October 13th, a Wednesday, hump day, apparently is news day. So a couple of stories you need to hear. I briefly mentioned just a few minutes ago, there's a story that just broke in the last few hours. Leaked Border Patrol. I said a minute ago it was ICE, but it's actually Border Patrol. Leaked Customs and Border Patrol documents show a mass release of illegal immigrants into the U.S. by the Biden administration. You know, it's one of those things that you know is happening, right? You can tell it's happening. I mean, how could it not be? You got floods of people coming over the border. Nothing to see here. Nothing to see. But you know they're there. And the pictures tell you what's there. And then you find the documentation that shows that not only do they know they're there, but the federal agency in charge of the border is actually documenting what they're doing, and now those documents are being leaked out. And I'm so glad they're being leaked out. I was so sick of things that didn't matter being leaked out of the Trump administration. I'm glad to see things being leaked out that we need to be able to get reported, because what I just did on that woke world skit a minute ago, you know they're going to spin the stories. Right now, I am so frustrated with watching this entire spin on reality coming out of the Biden administration. It's if they live in a parallel universe, but what they're really doing is basically just they're creating a beautiful little fabrication to try and help make things better. Well, right now, the documents that we have leaked out show that at least 160,000, you hearing this? 160,000 illegal immigrants have been released into the U.S. with little or no supervision, including something that's kind of unique. They put 30,000 of them on a special permit status to allow them to get work permits to work in the United States. Just wait across the Rio Grande, and we'll take care of you. So this is basically since March of this year, at least 94,570 illegal immigrants have been released into the U.S. with what they call notices to report. All right, notices to report is basically just like it's like you're given a hall pass. Hey, show up back in class later. No, it doesn't work that way. They get released to go wherever they want to go in the United States. All they're required to do is make a phone call back and tell them where they are. Good luck with that. They're not detained. They're not deported. They're just released. 94,570 since March. But the other thing that's happened is this. According to these leaked documents, since August 6th, that's just August 6th. We're just, September, October, we're 2 months, a little over 2 months. The administration has released roughly 32,000 immigrants into the U.S. via something called parole. And parole is a legal immigration status under federal law that gives these illegal immigrants a form of a legal status and the ability to apply for work permits. And the storyline that I'm reading right here, this one comes off of Fox, says that literally parole authority has been used on a case-by-case basis for what they call, quote, urgent humanitarian purposes or significant public benefit. It's only been used a handful of times, typically by officials, but the Biden administration has been using it broadly to deal with tens of thousands of Afghans and others who are coming into the country. So they're using parole just like a blanket opportunity for just releasing people into the communities. Amazing. That's awful. More breaking news. Moving on to other things. You need to know, and I'll talk about it far more later in the day, but the Biden administration's Department of Labor, OSHA, the department that's going to be tasked with enforcing the mandates for vaccines, has sent back its draft proposal of how they will do the enforcement processes for the vaccine mandates. And the Biden administration at the White House is going to be reviewing that over the coming days. So, in other words, the draft of the vaccine mandate enforcement processes have now been put together, and they're looking at how they're going to do it, and they're going to send it back to President Biden for his signature. And I feel certain they're going to wind up coming out with something that we can file suit against, because it's not going to be good. That happened today, by the way. Our Attorney General, Steve Marshall, will be on the show at 3:30 to talk about it. Here's another one. So just a few minutes ago, President Biden was doing a press conference, and I mentioned that it was hard to watch. I was watching it, but it was one of those where you start sweating for him because he's having trouble reading the teleprompter, and you can see it. He'll squint harder because he's trying to see what that word means, and then he'll say it, and he'll realize he said it wrong, so he'll say it twice. Yeah. All right. Well, part of what he was doing was he was asking in the press conference, he was announcing that they're going to go to 24-hour operations at the ports to try and unblock the logjam and the supply chains. I don't think he said how they're going to do that, because some of the study that I've done, and you know that we do a lot of work on Right Side Radio to make sure we've researched our facts and brought together the resources to give you the news. But in my review of this, those additional hours in the ports are not a question of whether they could be done. They're a question of they can't be done. Because number one, it's cost prohibitive because they're having to pay union overtime wages. And that's assuming they even have the people, which, by the way, in California, they're still struggling to fill out the ranks of the longshoremen and the truck drivers. So how he's going to suddenly have this massive influx, I suspect that what he's doing is he's saying he's going to include some of the Build Back Better funding for infrastructure in the ability to pay to unjam the ports. So basically, the private sector is holding up the supply chain because they're kowtowing to the federal sector, so the federal sector is going to pay the private sector more money to, and these are all your tax dollars. Folks, it's the news keeps going on and on. I'm looking at another one from Reuters right now. The White House today asked for the U.S. oil and gas companies to help lower fuel costs. They did. They said, hey, could y'all just make it cheaper, please? I don't think they understand the free market. I don't think they understand inflation. I don't think they understand much. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right, by the way. Hey, listen, we'll be back in a minute. Copper's Corner's coming up. Get yourselves ready. I'm looking forward to it. We'll be right back.